Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
God, I hate this song. God, do I hate this song. So, Mr. Big Willie, how are you doing this morning, sir?
My caller, Ken.
Oh, bite me. Did you have a good weekend?
What did I win?
You won an opportunity.
I'm
go to hell. Go straight to hell. And your truck, your Freightliner Cascadia 125. Take it with you. God almighty. What is Christy seeing you other than a big paycheck? What?
I can't say it on air, but big personality.
Yeah, you couldn't say it off
huge
air either.
Personality. Huge personality, huge personality.
So what's going on? Some big news you're coming? You want to be announcing some big news or something?
Who?
You.
What am I announcing?
I don't know. You tell me.
Who said that?
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. Woo!
There you go.
Anybody ever watch that? I tell people about that all the time. That has to be the best skit I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Abbott and Costello is no joke. I mean, it's just the craziest thing. But that I could watch that all the time. It's so good.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I don't have any big announcements right now. I wish I did. I mean, like I was retiring or something, or I hit the lottery or something like that would be great. Or Mr. D pockets emptied his pockets into my pockets. That would be great.
A whole ham
for Christmas, maybe. That would be awesome, too. Maybe some potatoes. But anyhow, nothing big. Redoing my bathroom in the house. Looking to sell my house here pretty soon, I think. And, of course, Tyler Falk, Auctioneer and Real Estate Services, Cambridge Realty, and Brenda are going to be representing me probably, more than likely. And I talked to them already, and I sat with Brenda most of the night. And
I had a blast Friday night. You were with Brenda most of Friday night. Who the hell is Brenda? Is that Tyler's mom?
She owns Cambridge Realty. No. She just owns Cambridge Realty, and she's got two big farms, and she's got some acreage there, and she got a lot of money, and pretty sure she's single. And no, I'm just joking. Anyhow, I was going to weed eat her driveway until I found out it was 2 miles long.
Oh.
So they're going to probably represent me. Nice lady. Tyler, you can't ask for nothing better. They had a big auction there Friday night. He's got one coming up in April or something, or May 2nd. The big one. He's got one in Noble County coming up. He's so busy, it's crazy. But he's right there in Bethesda. And then I was looking at a house over a little ways away, and I'd have to move the kids out of the district and stuff. So I got to be careful what I do and what I want to do.
Where are you looking? Are you still looking in Belmont County?
Yeah, Belmont County. It's over towards Jerusalem area. I've seen a nice place for sale. And I don't know. I might put an offer on it. We'll see. I'm trying to finish my house. I'm about done with the bathroom. I just got the second bathroom. I just got to put floor in. I'm going to paint the walls, the ceiling, put lipstick on it. You know what I mean? Make it look good. So people walk in and they go, oh, my gosh, Big Willie, he did such a good job on this. You know, and then they pull the checkbook out, and I'll be selling my mineral rights, too, probably, Winter. What do you think about that?
Well, it all depends what they're worth now, isn't it?
I don't know. I get money every month still. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Good luck with
it's all not
that.
Bad money for 3 acres. I know that.
Yeah. How much do you get? How much do you get for 3 acres? $10,000-$15,000 a year?
Well, this year's a little more than that, actually.
Really? Because of the oil and gas, the fracking?
Well, next month, there's 7 wells beside my house.
Oh,
that's
my
biggest,
God, you're worth a fortune.
Yeah.
Oh, you're worth a fortune.
Nah, not worth a fortune. I wouldn't be talking to you.
Well, that's true.
But, yeah, there's seven wells there, and they got four of them are mine that go through me.
Oh.
And
there's seven wells,
the
four. Let me do the math.
Let me
do the math. Seven wells, four through him, and you carry the five, the nine, cosine. You're making $25,000 to $35,000 a year. This is unbelievable just off of these, of the gas.
Maybe something like that. I'd have to add it up. I don't pay attention.
I just did the math. You're making $25,000 to $35,000 a year. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, so somebody's going to get a great deal, well, on the mineral rights in a house. Five bedrooms, you can't beat it. So somebody's going to make some money off of it. And I think that's probably going to be the best bet for me. And then I'll have a lower mortgage. Everything I own will be paid for. And that'll be it.
What are you asking? What are you asking for your house?
Deal on the house.
What are you asking for the Big Willie?
I don't know yet. Well, just the house itself is probably going to be around $340,000, $350,000.
I think you need to ask a million. Ask a million.
Well, with the mineral rights, probably going to be $400,000.
Oh, no, it's going to be more than that. At least a million. Ask a million. You might get it.
Yeah, you never know. One house went for like $390,000, and then another one went for like $299,000. And so, but that's why I'm refinishing everything. I could do the kitchen, dining room, but that won't take long. But I'll get it. It'll get done, and hopefully I sell it, and then I'll get you over there to help me lift the couch up and move some stuff.
I'll be right over. I'll be right over.
Yeah, well, you know what? Actually, we already talked about it, man, Christy, and it's going to be easier just to pitch it all and go buy new and have everything new delivered. You know?
Yeah, I figured that would probably be it, knowing you. Yeah, knowing you, I would figure,
Yeah, the only thing I'm going to take is my recliner from Home Decor in Cambridge, my electric recliner. It's the best thing I've ever bought in my life. And Justin over at Home Decor is the man, and he talked me into it when I hurt my shoulder and had surgery, and I had to sleep in a recliner. Well, you can't reach over and grab the right side, you know, because all the handles are on the right side.
Yeah.
So he said, well, try this electronic. There's no left-handed side recliners that I could find. Yeah, so I said, well, just buy this electric one. I put the little thing in there. It's got a cup holder and USB port. It's got everything. So it does everything but rub your feet. You know what I mean?
You got a wife.
The best thing I ever bought.
You got a wife for that.
I'm taking that with me.
Yeah, you got Christy for that.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen there, cowboy.
She denying?
That's not going to happen.
Is she denying?
It's not going to happen. I don't. My feet are fine. My toes are fine. But I'm not rubbing nobody's feet because I don't want to have to return the favor.
Oh, you know what I mean? My God. What a kind of relationship do you have with that poor woman? Oh, my God. You've never massaged her feet? You've never given her a foot massage? Oh, you're disgusting.
I gave her a $500 gift card to Oogaby so she can go up there and get it all rubbed. I'm not stupid. Yeah, I mean.
Well, I'm glad you cleared that up. So what else is going on with you?
Yeah. Now, I've noticed seeing all these No Kings protests happen this weekend. I wish I had time to go down, drive by, and see what was up. I didn't see you in the paper. Was you down there?
No, but if they were smart, like we had talked before, if they were smart, they would not call it No Kings, because obviously they hate Trump. If they were smart, which they are not, they should have called it Protest Against the War in Iran, and also demand the Epstein files be released. If you did that, the release of the Epstein files, the charging the Epstein files, if they were smart and had focused on those two things, they would have had thousands of people out there. Thousands.
What did you call it? Iran? Iran?
Iran, yeah.
It's I. You said Iran. Iran.
Oh, I thought it was I thought it was Iran.
Iran.
What do I know?
Iran?
I don't speak Persian. I don't know.
So I watched this thing. You're so big on Jeffrey Epstein. Do you know that I'm watching this Sean Ryan thing? When I'm having a hard time keeping up with my TikTok of that. Over 500,000 views on my last video on Big Thought Willie 105.5. And it's so hard to keep up at 40,000 likes. And if you don't believe me, you can go look. It's not paid for. You can take a look at it. And all the other views and stuff, it's a great page. I put a lot of stories on there. So I've gained a ton of followers the last week. But anyhow, this guy on there, Sean Ryan, was in the CIA. And they said, if you put all your money, everything you own, and made a bet, would you bet that Jeffrey Epstein was given that money and he was a spy, a double spy for Israel and the United States? And a guy from the CIA said he would put his life on it.
Sure. Oh, it's obvious. It's obvious. That's why Trump
funded this.
Yeah.
Funded it. And that's why he got the sweetheart deal in 2006 and 21 and all this stuff, and they never touched him. And said they were talking to Alan Dershowitz about it, and he says, well, if I knew that, I'd just call the White House and get a reduction in the sentence. But he didn't, because it was part of Israel stuff. And he swears that that whole thing was set up and just got out of hand as being a spy. They bought the island. They gave him the money. Everything was set up because you can bring all these leaders in and all these powerful people, and you take pictures of them at compromising positions,
right,
and videos,
right,
and they intentionally did this, and then they get all the information they want from them.
Well, that's what I've been telling you.
Everything they want to know.
I've been telling you this for months, for God's sake. Israel's behind all of this, and their boosters, and Leslie Wexner.
I didn't say it was
Leslie,
a spy.
Leslie Wexner? Leslie Wexner turned over his billions. Of course I did. My God, you can't be driving the truck all the time. You got to start listening to the show. I'm trying to educate you. I'm trying to help you.
Hey, trust me, I got enough education to last me a lifetime.
If you die tomorrow.
I forgot more than you'll ever know. Is that what they always say? I forgot more than you'll ever know, little man.
Anyway, so, you got about a couple. What the hell is that?
I need about an hour is what I need to talk about everything legit. The fuel prices are kind of leveling off for the trucks, but it's still put the hurt on us out here. I'm spending like $600 more a week now on fuel.
Oh, my God.
I know. Yeah, tell me about it. So sometimes it's just better to go home and chill out,
rub your wife's
feet. Once you make a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
Well, once again, let me go back to the old saying, no way, Jose.
Poor Christy.
Jose would say.
I feel sorry for Christy. Got about a minute left. You want to start shamelessly promoting your clients again?
Yeah, I can promote my clients. I think it's May 2nd. Go to TylerFalkAuctions.com, FalkAuctions.com, and sign up. Get your consignments in. If you want to sell anything, farm equipment, old lawn tractors, whatever you want, you need to call him. He's going to get you the best price. He's got a huge online following now, a huge online presence when they're bidding. They can get the stuff in catalog now, and everybody can go check it out today. The day you put it on consignment, it is online, and people can start bidding up to the day of the auction. That is a great thing. Friday night.
Hello? Are you there?
Thanks. Okay.
I'm
hoping he spends about $2,000 a month with me. But anyhow, go to TylerFalkAuctions.com, FalkAuctions.com, and get your consignments in. Big auction, spring auction, May 2nd, at the old Burn Allen Tire in Bethesda off the Morristown exit, and right by Egypt Valley, if everybody knows where that is. And I forgot to talk about the flooding and stuff that happened this week.